Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. How do you know if a child is going to be obese? Well, researchers in the UK say a simple blood test may help predict it. They use the test to assess certain aspects of a gene that regulates fat storage in the body. They found that the test, when done on kids when they're 5 years old, shows a difference between kids with high body fat and those with low body fat. They say the test may help figure out which kids are at risk of getting fat, and that's important because there are ways to intervene with things like diet suggestions. They say results show being overweight or obese is not just a lifestyle thing. It may also involve processes that control our genes. And the study was published in the journal Diabetes. And now let's talk about gout. It's on the rise among U.S. men and women, and this piercingly painful and most common form of inflammatory arthritis is turning out to be more complicated than previously thought. The standard way to check for gout is to draw fluid or tissue from an affected joint and look for uric acid crystals. Now, that usually works, but not always. In a new Mayo Clinic study, X-rays known as dual energy CT scans found gout in one-third of patients whose needle tests were negative. The CT scans allowed rheumatologists to diagnose gout and treat those patients with the proper medication. Here's Dr. Tim Bongartz.
Well, we found that overall, the CT does have good diagnostic properties, so we're able to pick up a large amount of patients who actually have gout, and we overdiagnose gout in only very select and few cases. The first flare of gout most commonly occurs in the big toe, but gout can affect pretty much every joint in the body, and the more gout flares you have, the higher likelihood that other joint areas will be affected.
And now let's talk about vitamin D. It's vital to our health, and there's lots of research going on about its benefits. Researchers from Italy found that vitamin D deficiency is a risk factor for heart disease, and lower levels of it are associated with coronary artery disease. More and more research is showing that it may help prevent heart issues, and low levels increase your risk. But it's still not clear if taking supplements help to reduce that risk. Now, they say a diet rich in vitamin D plus exercise outdoors is good for just about everyone. And they say the study is important because it gives better understanding of how vitamin D may affect your risk of heart disease. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.